Welcome to this Monday, October 19th edition of Between the Lines. A passenger was seriously injured in a one-vehicle alcohol-related crash in Dodge County. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt will join us a little bit later on in the program. House Republicans returned to Washington this week to confront a nearly unprecedented leadership crisis, looming budget deadlines, and a deeply uncertain future. Joining us in the studio shortly after the bottom of the hour, Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman. He'll join us on the program. The State Assembly plans to vote tomorrow on a number of bills, dissolving the nonpartisan State Elections Board, prohibiting the use of secret John Doe investigations into political crimes. Democratic State Representative Gordon Hintz will join us on the next segment of the show. Jay Heck with the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin joins us on the opening segment. Jay, good morning.
Morning, Greg. Great to be with you early Monday morning.
Pleasure having you on the program. The Assembly plans to take up these measures tomorrow, along with a bill rewriting the state's campaign finance laws to double the amount of contributions candidates can receive. And they're also scheduled to vote on allowing online voter registration. The one that has generated the most attention, though, is creating a partisan elections commission, dissolving the nonpartisan State Elections Board that was implemented following the legislative caucus scandal many years ago. And you folks, along with Republican State Senator Mike Ellis, were instrumental in getting the GAB formed the way it is today, correct?
That's correct, and it's a relatively new state agency, as you mentioned. We started talking about it in 2002 during the caucus scandal, and then finally, early 2007, in a special session, Republicans and Democrats came together, and in a real stroke of bipartisanship, in a piece of legislation that everybody felt very, very good about, we established an effective state government watchdog over elections and ethics and campaign finance laws. And it's performed admirably, but the problem is that legislative leaders and partisans like to control everything in state government, and they don't like this independent agency being able to investigate them, for instance, if they're engaged in corruption. So, you know, that's really the gist of it. I wanted to clear something up. But tomorrow, which is Tuesday, they will be considering only the John Doe changes,
okay,
which are significant. And then on Wednesday, it'll be the GAB destruction bill and the campaign finance reform bill. I have to tell you that my 20 years at Common Cause, I've never seen a week where there's been such a massive assault on the underpinnings of state government and democracy in Wisconsin, and people ought to be really alarmed about what's happening.
Well, you mentioned it was a bipartisan effort to create the GAB, and sometimes, as a Fond du Lac judge used to say before pronouncing sentence and after the defendant got his chance to speak and apologize and say that he was sorry for what he did, the judge would say, sometimes we forget the facts of the case. And in this situation, if you go back to the legislative caucus scandal, lawmakers from both sides were almost forced to come together because they were embarrassed on both sides because they were... I mean, Wisconsin had a clean, Wisconsin had a clean government image, correct?
Absolutely, it was heralded at one time as the sort of the state laboratory of democracy for the nation. That's right, exactly. You know, heralding back 100 years, and the caucus scandal was unique because it was a bipartisan scandal. The top Democrats who controlled the state assembly, the top Republicans who controlled the assembly or the state assembly, Democrats in the state Senate, were both caught literally with their hands deep into the cookie jar, and ultimately convicted of either felony misconduct in office or, in the case of one senator, extortion. So there had to be a bipartisan solution, and it was a virtually unanimous vote in 2007 to establish an independent and nonpartisan entity, which would have retired judges making the decisions, not partisan appointments, and it would have the ability to investigate independently, not have their funding tied to the legislative appropriation process, to be able to investigate corruption in the state capitol. And that was all that, and the legislation that will be on the floor of the assembly gets rid of all of that and returns us to a dysfunctional partisan appointment system in the state elections and state ethics boards, and then eliminates the ability of the GAB to be able to conduct corruption investigations of the very people in the Capitol that it really needs to be watching. Absolutely.
Right. Sometimes it seems that politicians are, do they have short memories, or does the public have short memories?
You know, people have to be reminded, but it's politicians generally, when you see them behave the way they're behaving, they're first and foremost interested in partisan advantage and self-serving measures. You know, none of these pieces of legislation that are on the floor of the Assembly this week and then on the Senate next week have anything to do with the issues that people in Wisconsin care about, you know, economic development, jobs, education, environment, none of them. I mean, this is all about raw political power. And I think people ought to be disturbed by the selfishness with which they see acting. Let me just touch on very quickly, if I could, the John Doe changes in the law. We have a system in Wisconsin that's very efficient in terms of investigating all kinds of crimes. And it's called the John Doe Law. And rather than convene a grand jury, you can convene, it's a more efficient process, much less expensive to taxpayers. We've been using it in Wisconsin for years, since before statehood. And the changes tomorrow would exempt only political corruption from those types of investigations, make it much more difficult for district attorneys to be able to ferret out corruption in government. It's, again, a self-serving piece of legislation that protects the political class, but yeah, you and I and everybody else is still going to be subject to the law as is. So it's, again, a carve-out for legislators. And then finally, the massive campaign finance changes basically will allow unlimited money, most of it secret, from out of state to flood our elections even more so than they are now, and will legalize what had previously been illegal campaign coordination between outside groups and candidates, which essentially means that no limits, no end to the secret money, and our elections are now going to be totally unregulated, and we'll be like Texas and Alabama, and money will flow, and you won't know where it's coming from. And that's not hyperbole. I mean, that's the result.
What about the bill that would allow online voter registration?
That's been delayed. They're still working on it, and that's not on the calendar for Wednesday. But that would be great as far as it goes. The problem was that they also inserted in the bill a provision that says that the folks that go around right now and engage in registering people, you know, the League of Women Voters on college campuses, you know, people that go into nursing homes, those people would no longer be able to register people. So it's a very, very serious trade-off, and one that caused many organizations like myself to drop support for this bill, because it would make it very difficult for certain segments of the population to be able to even be able to register to vote. Think about anybody that you know that's over 70. They don't generally go online for very much at all, let alone to register to vote. So that's a big problem. I understand they're working on it. I hope they can reach some kind of compromise.
Yeah. All right. We had, by the way, just to let people know, Fond du Lac Republican State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt, State Senator Devin Lemieux, who chairs the Senate Elections Committee, both were on this program yesterday defending these proposed changes.
Uh-huh.
And they are confident they can be implemented without causing, that there's plenty of time to implement these without causing problems for next year's elections. The majority, the assembly is controlled by Republicans.
Sure.
And they also have to pass the Senate and be signed by the governor before they become law. But it's are you're expecting these to pass, aren't you?
Well, certainly in the Assembly, where there's a huge margin, I think in the State Senate the margin's closer, and there may be some Republicans who I know are very uncomfortable with a lot of this legislation, and particularly the Government Accountability Board legislation. All right. Because a lot of them voted for it in 2007. They certainly are in the driver's seat, but how they can defend it without resorting to a lot of things that aren't very true, I'm not really sure. It's just not. This is just a very, very selfish agenda for politicians, not for citizens. We'll soldier on.
Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a good week.